Panthers Radio in association with Zionomics, joined by defenceman JC Brassard. JC, how much are you looking forward to the trip to Belfast for such a big game in the Cup?
It's exciting. The Challenge Cup is nice because it gives us, you know, something to focus on throughout the long time of the year, and we owe them some after last year, so it'd be nice to go back there and put on a good show and try to move on to the next round of the Challenge Cup.
Might be an inevitable question, but do you approach it any differently with a one-goal lead, or is it just the same way you would normally play it?
No, we'd play it as a 0-0 game anyway. The preparation stays the same. Try to go into it just like any other game, and just try to play our game, do the right things, and just get a win, whether it be with the goal from the last game or not. But we want to win no matter what.
They're a great side, but where can you? How can you win that game? What will you look to expose?
Well, we just got to play to our systems. Our systems are great. The games that we struggle is when we're getting away from our systems. We have to keep it simple, chip it to areas where there are guys, get shots on the net, and crash the net hard and be dogs in front.
Are you aware of the, you mentioned the Challenge Cup, you know, you walk in the dressing room and you see all those trophies, especially the Challenge Cup that Corey and Matthew and guys like that won. Are you aware as a team the importance of the competition?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes people talk down on it because it's not, you know, the league title or the playoff title, but it's still a serious trophy, and any trophy is a good trophy by me. So it's hard to miss those pictures, you know, on the walk-in, and it'd be great to have, you know, trophy brought back to Nottingham and under our belts.
Do the old guys talk about it? I think of Rick as well, with Corey and Rick reunited. And of course, you had that chance to play at the testimonial. Did you hear the stories about the trophy wins?
Yeah, I heard a couple of them. Obviously, that doesn't change anything. We still want to go in and win, but it sounds like a lot of fun, and there's nothing better than bringing a trophy back to a good sports city. And that's what we're looking to do on this round.
Just finally, just talk about the festive season. You played in front of, and I know you've done it before, but you know, you've played in front of two sold out buildings. How great was that with the energy in the barn?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, that's what you dream of as a kid when you're playing. You know, nobody plays imaginary hockey in their driveway with nobody in the crowd. You know, it's always a sold out fan section. So it's nice. You know, it adds some fun to the game. It adds some energy to the game. And you never know what you're going to hear from the crowd, that's for sure. But it's awesome. It brings us energy and, you know, tries to fire us up a little bit, and sometimes we need it, that's for sure. But it's always good to see a lot of fans in there and bringing popularity to hockey here.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.